Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we got some more Lindsay McCormick, and then we roll into the news. Lots of breaking news going on today. First, let me hit Indochino, world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand, founded on the belief you don't need to spend a fortune on custom wardrobe, suits, shirts, coats, and more. Personalize the lapel, lining, and your own monogram if you like. Make it your own. Don't buy off the rack. Go Indochino. Almost all their custom clothing is under $400. Simple. You can choose your fabric, pick your customization, and submit your measurements. Delivered straight to your door in 2 weeks. Start your style upgrade now with $30 off total purchase of just $3.99 or more at Indochino.com. Enter Adam at checkout. These guys make great suits and have great shirts. You deserve the best, plus free shipping. That's Indochino.com, promo code Adam, for $30 off your total purchase of $3.99 or more. Indochino. Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, a bit of breaking news, at least as we are recording. Amber Geiger, if that name sounds familiar, is the former Dallas police officer who shot the man Botham Jean in his apartment when she mistakenly walked into his place instead of her own. She thought she was walking into her own apartment. There was an intruder. Turns out she was in the wrong apartment. She shot him twice in the heart. He died. She has just been convicted of murder for this. A lot of people very surprised by that. Geiger's 31. She faces 5 to life in prison.
Wait, was she a cop?
Yes, yeah. Former police officer. So the jury had 2 questions, apparently, for the court before they reached their verdict, and they came to this verdict fairly quickly. Jurors asked for a definition of manslaughter, because there's a difference between murder and manslaughter, and people thought if she was going to get convicted at all, it'd be manslaughter, which I think takes out the intent. They also asked for additional information on the stand your ground rule. So that you might know something about that being from Houston. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, did she just move to that apartment complex?
I'm not sure. They said it's a very confusing parking situation. She parked on the wrong level. A lot of people do that. But she didn't notice a big red mat at the door. She didn't notice that the number was different. She didn't notice that her key didn't work. Unfortunately, it was just unlocked and she opened the door. So just a lot of things did not add up for this jury.
I talked to Mark Garagos about this in depth, and it'll air on next A Reasonable Doubt. This coming one.
Saturday.
We talked about for like 25 minutes. So there was some instruction, this sort of castle rule, which is like your home is
your
castle.
That's the stand your ground rule, yeah.
Yeah, it's a stand your ground thing. So if it's in your house, it's in your house. Now, then there's this weird gray area where she wasn't in her house, but she thought she was in her house. So she was standing her ground hypothetically in someone else's house that she thought was in her house. So the story goes that she – and then there was also a thing where she was like texting. Mm-hmm. And she was having an affair.
With her partner.
Yes. Gerga said he would not allow that. He wouldn't want that brought in as right. evidence. Like, because after she shot him, like, she sent this text and showed she was callous, not necessarily malice, but like, didn't seem to care. But so she went to the wrong unit, which what I was kind of saying to Garrigus is, how do you, you know, when you convict someone for murder, it's premeditated. Like right. there's something
right.
to it.
That's
so I was saying, like, did she know this guy? Did she have an argument with mm-hmm. this guy? Was this an ex-lover? Was there's something, you know, when somebody is getting divorced and then they find the wife dead, she drowned in the bathtub, you know, it's like, but if she didn't know the person and is drowned in the bathtub, now it's like a weird thing. Like, how do you prove
yes.
intent?
That's why this is so shocking.
So
this conviction.
She didn't. Now, many different angles. All right. So what I said, and Mark sort of agreed in, is of course it's not intent. She didn't walk into someone's unit just to off right. them. This is like gross negligence. And right. I said, if this was a housewife, I don't think she'd be brought up this way. But this is an officer. You're supposed to be trained and you're supposed to operate at a higher level. And so it's really gross negligence yeah. as an officer. I think if this was you and you had a concealed permit to carry and you walked into the wrong unit and were caught off guard and shot this man, you would not be brought up on murder charges.
I agree.
And also there's an element of he was black, she was white, and we need to kind of set an example of, hey, cops, stop shooting people. Mm-hmm. The question, there's like a couple things that I was asking, which is like, the door was open, which is everyone
unlock
your door when you go into your unit. Who knows what could happen? Just get into that habit. Number one. Number two, when she noticed the door was unlocked, did she think somebody broke into her unit? Because right. there's a little difference here of, oh, I forgot to lock the door and somebody's in my unit yeah. that she thinks is her unit at that point,
yeah.
and then she walks in.
And now, he's watching TV and eating ice cream, by the way, not exactly threatening. Not that she took that in at the moment.
No, but the place smells like pot and is very disorganized. You should be able to open the door and recognize this isn't my furniture. That's not, mm-hmm. I don't smoke pot. My, you know, like, I smell of pot. This place is a mm-hmm. mess. You're asking people to process a lot of yeah. stuff in a short period of time. She is a bad cop, not bad like bad lieutenant cop, bad at her job yeah.
right.
cop.
Bad
not
things that would make a good cop.
I don't think she was like, I'm going to go back to my apartment building and shoot an innocent man. And the reason I don't think that is because it ruins the person you shot. Their life is obviously ruined. Your life is ruined
yeah,
as well.
Over.
Your life is over as well. Your career's over. Your freedom possibly over. So
yeah, it was interesting, too. I was listening to the Bill Handel show this morning, and Wayne Resnick, who I think it was Wayne, used to do something that would, like, I can't remember exactly what it was, but he would give recommendations, I think, for this type of crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he said, personally, knowing everything we know about her, I would not recommend a prison sentence or at least something this long, because given her profile of, you know, nothing in her past or, you know, whatever, she's not a threat to society at large in the way we put people away for life. And I hope I'm not misquoting him, but that's how I understood it.
Well, the problem is the optics. There's been way too many white cops that have shot black
yeah, and
citizens
gotten off
and we're going to need to make an example out of her. And it probably doesn't even help that she's blonde. So
right.
she's and cute. I don't know if she's hot, but you know, I call her cute. You know, if that's
I gotta
a
check
factor.
My list. Hold on.
And it doesn't help that she was like having an affair
yeah.
with her partner
yeah. Yeah.
and that she was texting,
yeah.
whatever, even though it's still neither here nor there, but make an example of her. And look, here's the thing about being really bad at your job. You know, if you're driving a bus and it's filled with seniors and you're going to Vegas and you go off the highway and everyone dies, even though you didn't plan to murder a bunch of seniors or kill a bunch of seniors, you're bad enough at your job that we have a bunch of dead seniors.
Correct.
So there is a kind of a bottom line, which
yeah.
is, you are very bad at your job if you walk in. Now, the part where you're like texting and leaving the elevator, I could mm-hmm. see getting off on the wrong floor.
Yeah.
And I could even see walking to the wrong door.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could also see the part where it's like the door's open. Mm-hmm. Like, it's someone breaking into my apartment. And then you open the door and you have to process everything in a second, basically. But you still don't shoot dudes.
Yeah.
Also, no one ever gets into this, but I think it's a real thing. We're constantly trying to get more women to be cops, but most women give away 60 pounds to your average dude. And a lot of dudes, like, there's a lot of cop dudes that are like buff and they'll throw down. You know,
they don't
what
reach
I mean?
For their gun first.
If you're 125 pounds and this dude's a big dude and he gets up, like, you don't have the option of subduing him. He takes two more steps at you and now he's got your gun. And this notion of, like, having diminutive women as cops, I feel like you're reaching for the gun faster in that situation. She seemed to be fairly petite. I don't know what size he was, but anyway.
Well, also, I have to say, in full disclosure, I have done this, except for the shooting part. I have parked. I have walked into an apartment that I've been into dozens of times, and it was not Andy's apartment.
Dozens.
I had been in his apartment dozens of times.
Oh, he did this dozens.
No. Right. Well, I was just not paying attention. The buildings all look the same. I walked up. Something felt different. The fern that's usually, you know, by the elevator wasn't there. Kept walking. The guy's door was unlocked. I walked in. Young Hispanic man watching Drag Race, so I should have stayed. Lots of doilies, lots of family pictures. And the first thing out of my mouth was going to be in that moment, "What did you do to the apartment? What did you do?" But then it took me another 2 seconds. "I am so sorry. I'm in the wrong apartment." And I shut the door. It does happen every once in a blue moon.
And remember when the guy who raped and killed the girl, the fake Uber driver, mm-hmm. granted a lot of his alcohol, but we got so many tweets the next day of people like, "I'm an Uber driver. I have had chicks walked into my car
just
dozens
open the door.
Of times, like, that weren't for me, for them."
I also think in Texas, your natural inclination is to grab your gun first because you know everybody's carrying. It's why road rage doesn't really exist in Texas, because you know someone next to you may get out and shoot you.
They didn't. Yeah. No one ever discusses this part. I'm the only one who ever discusses this part. But look, he's 6'1", 250. And she's, you know, buck 25. My feeling is, if somebody walks in your apartment and they got a gun and it's your apartment and they're 1,000% in the wrong, just sit and put your hands on your knees for the time it takes them to put their gun away. Like, that part where it's like, he got up, he walked toward her, he was outraged. It's like, for just the second where they have the gun or whatever that moment is, just please let it pass. Yeah. Just please. And then someone will go, She was 1,000% wrong. And it's like, she was.
Doesn't make him 1,000% alive.
She was 1,000% wrong. But in that moment, give it 8 seconds and just de-escalate.
Then let her know.
She'll still be wrong after that 8 seconds.
Get her badge number and sue her later. Like, we never do that. We always do that. Like, she needs justice and he did nothing. Like, granted. But just sit there and comply with whatever she's saying. And then people go, "Well, it's his apartment. Why?" So he can be alive for later.
Yeah.
Just for that period of time. I'd say same thing anyone would tell their kids, like, the guy's got the gun or the gal's got the gun, just whatever it is. Wait it out. Yeah. Yes.
Well, leaked audio comments from Facebook CEO.
Now, look, if she just walked in the door and started shooting, that I am wrong. But if there was a command and a tussle and a non-comply, just comply, everyone.
Well, she's wearing the uniform, too.
She just got off work. She may have changed. I don't know, but I know she came from work.
Oh, I didn't know if she was in civvies or not. Oh. Well,
I don't know what she was wearing, but she did just get off of work. So let me look into that.
Oh, well, if she's in a cop uniform and anybody in a cop uniform shows up, even if they're a stripper in your apartment,
just they have a boombox.
Just put your hands on your knees.
All right.
Just wait.
So leaked audio comments from Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg included him saying that the tech company would likely have no choice but to sue the government to stave off being broken up if Elizabeth Warren becomes president. Zuckerberg was allegedly doing this Q&A with his employees when someone asked about the possibility of the government breaking up big companies. And here's what Zuckerberg's response was to that question.
Like Elizabeth Warren, who thinks that the right answer is to break up the companies, if she gets elected president, then I would bet that we will have a legal challenge, and I would bet that we will win the legal challenge. So it's So basically, it's does that still suck for us? Yeah, I mean, I don't have to, you know, have a major lawsuit against our own government. I mean, that's not like the position that you want to be in when you're, you know, I mean, it's like we care about our country and like want to work with our government to do good things. And but look, at the end of the day, if someone's going to try to threaten something that existential, you go to the mat and you fight.
So he publicly acknowledged that, yeah, that was him, and saying that he often shares openly what he thinks of all kinds of projects and issues with his employees.
Does that get controversial?
Well, you know what? I think it really took the heat off for him to be like, yeah, yeah, that was me. It wasn't. There's no cover up. This is just one of his feelings. But Elizabeth Warren responded, although I could only find a screen grab of it. So apparently she deleted it.
Well, let's hear what Manapahontas has to say.
She said, what would really suck is if we don't fix a corrupt system that lets giant companies like Facebook engage in illegal, anti-competitive practices, stomp on consumer private rights, and repeatedly fumble their responsibility to protect our democracy. And again, I could not find that tweet a few seconds after it was posted.
Well, it's on, man.
Yeah, it's on.
So she was in uniform when Amber was walked through the door. She was in uniform. I guess what no one really knows is, was she like drawing her gun as she was walking into what she thought was her apartment that was broken into?
She said, yeah, because she said that the lock was open. She was sure she didn't even need her key. The door just pushed open on its own. So I think she was already alerted.
Are you eating during the show?
No.
Sounds like you're eating.
Almost swallowed his tongue.
We're doing a show. I don't know about you. You're with the ladies that lunch, but we're physically eating in here.
I'm sorry.
So she walked in, and to me, it's all kind of about if she gave instructions like freeze, yeah, police officer, stay where you are, lay down, put your hands by it, whatever. If she did all that, then it's tough. If this guy got up and started charging her while she was doing all that, then it's different.
The uniform might complicate this a little, but we're talking about this is her instinct. She only has a second to process it. What about if you're the guy a little bit high, chilling, watching TV, eating ice cream? You have that scared response, too, if somebody opens your door.
I completely concur. And the key is if there's a gun or a uniform involved, just do what they say until this moment passes. And the moment, the beginning moment is probably less than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
There's a process.
Yeah.
This is my apartment. Check the door number. You know, you could have this. It's literally that moment that needs to pass. All right. Let me hit for a moment. BetOnline.ag, NFL weekly pick'em charity contest, NFL and college now, MLB playoff action. You can visit betonline.ag. Take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Use the promo code podcast1 for a 50% sign up bonus. Matchups, week 5, Rams at Seattle. Ooh, I'm nervous. I'm a Rams fan. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Goff threw, I think, like 68 times or something.
It was a high-scoring game.
He threw into the 60s, yeah, number of passes thrown. Incredible. Anyway, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Dallas all coming up. We got a $500 worth of rewards to give out each week to 5 listeners, and $5,000 worth of season-long charity contests. You can join the conversation at Twitter at hashtag Sportsnet Challenge, and use the promo code podcast1 and receive a 50% sign-up bonus today at betonline.ag. Let's see. I'm going to go with New England as my lock this year. 42-14 over the Washington Redskins. All right, Gina, what else?
Well, the NBA is tired of teams inaccurately portraying the size of their players, and steps are being taken to put an end to it. So a memo was sent to NBA teams last week notifying them that they will have to certify the height and age of each player on their roster at some point within the first week of training camp.
How about my Schlong water displacement test?
Right, I thought about that too.
Can we do that?
Yeah, I think that's important.
I feel like in the NBA, we should know.
We have a right to know.
We'll add up all the numbers, and we'll know what team to root for.
And width. Mm. Let's not sleep on that.
The worst will be the Washington Generals. They're going to They're going to take a beating.
Last in the league again.
Last again.
Players will be instructed to take their height measurements with their shoes off, though their weight will not be certified since that can fluctuate. The idea may seem trivial, but apparently it's important to the NBA that teams not present inaccurate information about their players.
Were they rounding up or rounding down?
I'm wondering if they were rounding up and if that was affecting betting. Not that the NBA really cares, but maybe they do.
Well, the NBA does care. They're actually pretty aggressively like entering the sort of betting world.
That's my
theory. I think the teams are boosting it up for players' egos. Mm-hmm. Like the player knows what they're listed as, you know what I mean? Like, you know, 7'1 versus 6'11 is a big difference to some people. But don't all these players, Lindsay, you might know, don't all these players have to go to the draft where they're actually measured? Like, can we just use that information that was recorded when they went to the draft? Or combine or whatever?
We could. I don't know where they're getting these numbers for. Like, when you Google a player and Wikipedia brings up their height, I don't know where we're getting this information from, but I know that most of it is exaggerated. Mm-hmm. When I interview a player, I'm like, okay, you're not what I just Wikipedia.
I should be on an Apple box and I'm able to stand on my own feet.
Well, this may not be scientific, but what I do is I just pull up the photograph of them leaving the 7-Eleven after they robbed it in high school, and I check
pretty
the door.
Accurate,
I check
accurate.
The door. And a lot of those guys don't grow a lot from their senior year. That's not, you know, that's just what I do. That's not racist.
It's accurate.
I'm just
accurate.
Asking.
I'm looking for the truth.
I'm just asking.
Ernest, is it T?
T. Bigot.
Ernest T. Bigot's just asking. I'm just asking. That seems like the most accurate way. Wikipedia has me at 6'2". That's right.
Eyes of blue.
That's right.
Okay. So I don't know if you've heard of this person,
but you got to be hot when you're 6'2". You can't be cute.
That's right.
Too tall for cute.
Very interested in your take on Patricio Manuel. So boxing brand Everlast has chosen an unlikely athlete to be the new face of the brand. They did pick Patricio Manuel for its Be First campaign. Now, Manuel is the first transgender boxer to compete professionally. But it...
Oh, it flies
in the face of the way we usually talk about this.
We're looking at a picture, I say, more cute than hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as a woman, Manuel was a USA national amateur boxing champion, was invited to compete in the 2012 Olympic trials. However, a shoulder injury during that qualifying changed everything. And while Manuel was recovering from the injury, he then transitioned from female to male. Manuel fought his way back into the sport and became the first person to compete in a professional boxing match as a transgender fighter. So on December 8th, 2018, Manuel got into the ring with Hugo Aguilar at the Fantasy Springs Resort in Indio and won. And Manuel says he's incredibly honored to have been selected to tell his story for Everlast's Be First campaign and hopes this helps people think outside the box.
Lots of aggressive tattoos and facial hair, looks biceps, and looks nothing like what you think a woman might have ever looked like.
We have a quote from Hugo from after the fight.
I will say that I have a standard, and it's not consistent. If you're going to go from the weaker sex to go fight the stronger sex, God bless you. There is no inherent advantage that I'm aware of.
No, the bar is the bar.
The problem is the other direction. If you do have, in fact, a physical advantage, running, boxing, like MMA, like whatever. So for me, if anybody, it's like saying in boxing, you don't get to go from heavyweight to middleweight and fight.
But what if you identify as a middleweight?
If you are 155 pounds, and you would like to fight for heavyweight, you may.
Right.
Okay. That's
try
it out. It usually doesn't work, but there have been cases. You know, Rocky Marciano was 181 pounds or 171 pounds or something. He fought heavyweight. It's a long time ago. We're still finding guys, Ezra Charles or guys like that are like 200 pounds or plus, you know. So that's the consistency. I don't want a bunch of big dudes coming down and mopping up in a lighter weight division. But if you're 165 and you want to fight the heavyweight champ, you may.
And Patricio seems to have the goods. So I don't know if you were familiar with that particular boxer.
It's tough because in the boxing realm, there's so many journeymen, tomato cans, like whatever. You'd have to see what this guy's record was and who he fought. And they also do a thing of winning percentage of his opponents.
Right.
So
strength of schedule, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's football.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's it. Marciano, 188 is what he fought at. And either way. But good. Good on him and fine. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, a new city law requiring restaurants in L.A. not to serve plastic straws unless requested by customers has gone into effect. And I've experienced this twice so far. The first phase of the straws.
You got to find Kamala Harris talking about it. She was cracking herself up. And it's a weird thing when you're cracking yourself up. Talking about something and no one else in the room is laughing because it's not even funny.
There are so many examples of her lately of seeming like she had a smart cocktail before her interview.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, maybe she will get
between
my
the debates. Yeah, I don't know. There's just a lot of giggling. Yeah,
she's laughing it up, and I think she's trying to do this thing like I'm a regular person. But she was just someone said, should we ban plastic straws or not? And she was busting herself up.
They all have, you know, the network of, you know, advisors and political, you know, people who investigate this stuff. Do you think she got some tip from her advisors? Like, hey, you're polling very serious. Everything's very serious. Lighten it up. And maybe she's leaning in a little too hard.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what she has to say about it.
Yeah. Plastic straws are a big thing right now.
Yeah.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should. Yes. I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. It's really difficult to drink out of a paper straw if you don't gulp it down immediately, it starts to bend.
Yes.
And then, you know, the little thing catches it. And then, you know, so we got to kind of perfect that one a little bit more.
That's
the
thing.
You can't
put a lie on innovation.
I mean, we got it. Yeah, innovation is a process, right? You don't just do it. Innovation is a process, but you know, let's encourage innovation. And you know, I think we could do a little bit better than some of those flimsy plastic straws. But we do need to ban the plastic.
All right, we're gonna have.
Am I right, ladies?
So I have a solution.
I don't think
to
we're
this.
Gonna do better than the plastic straws, but if we could do 50%, I'll be happy.
I'm on a show called Elevator Pitch, and we have entrepreneurs that come on the show, and they have 60 seconds to pitch us their idea. Mm. I just invested in a company called Final Straw. And it's a metal straw that mm-hmm. you bring with you in a keychain, mm-hmm. and it pops open, and it solves the solution of not using plastic or not using paper.
How do you clean it?
Dishwasher.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dishwasher safe.
I said the same thing on this show. Why don't we just use stainless steel straws like we do for forks and knives and shit that goes in the dishwasher?
Because dumb people are going to impale themselves.
Somebody already died on a horse, number one.
We give people knives at every restaurant.
But they don't carry them in their pocket.
Gina's got a show. It's called Elevator Bitch. She stands on elevators and gives people the stink eye. Yeah.
That's funny.
And then she always pushes a lower floor than what they push. She waits for them to go and push like 18, then she pushes 3.
And then I just stare.
And then stares at them.
Yeah.
Gina, we should have you as a guest on the show. You'd be a great guest judge.
I love everything I'm hearing.
The thing about the metal straw, and I'm all like, I'm all for everything. I recycle everything. I have the LED bulbs everywhere. It drives me nuts that, like, for instance, I was traveling somewhere. I was yelling at Max Bass. Like, the ceiling fan was on in the room I was in. I was like, shut that ceiling fan before we go out and go to the do whatever. And it's like he kept pulling the chain, but there's no light on the ceiling fan. So you can't tell if it's like coasting or slow. It's like,
every pull, you got to wait 12 seconds. Yep.
Did it speed up? Can we put a little LED light on it, just like everything you own that just says off? Uh-huh. And I'll just pull it till it goes off. Like, I hate waste, all that stuff. The metal straw is a little weird in your teeth. For me, that's kind of my thing. Is it's like
snowflake.
A little weird.
It's not as bad as the paper.
I must chomp. I must like grab a little more with my teeth than normal. The paper comes undone.
That's a dead last for all of us.
Sadly.
Nobody likes it.
And I'm all for the part where you just get a metal straw and put your initials on it and dedicate it. But I'm also saying, I think we should cut back on the amount of stuff we consume with a straw.
Yeah, or just don't use a straw.
You go scotch and beer like me, you got no problems. Yeah.
Don't need the straw.
Yeah, except for when the little scotch gets the very bottom.
You gotta get straw.
Very bottom of the bottle.
You need that metal final straw.
That's right.
But what about the models that do their champagne toast with the straw while they're getting their makeup done? What of them?
They're hot. That's right. Cute. Mm-hmm.
So Kanye West says he will only make gospel music going forward. No more secular music for him, according to Chicago music promoters who were in the room when he said this. West reportedly made the comment Saturday at a listening party in Chicago for his new album Jesus is King, a Kanye West experience.
I like God Digger.
He says he's done being an entertainer, quote. Meanwhile, anyone attending the Chicago listening party was required to leave their cell phones in locked pouches. So no video has surfaced of this, but he says he's going full gospel.
Well, when your wife makes $100 million a year, you can afford to experiment. Brian, you know this.
Indeed. I'm stopping entertaining long ago.
You can afford to experiment with your career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I think if Lynette made 10 times as much as me, I'd be like, I'm taking a year off and I'm going to enter a professional Trans Am circuit. I'm going to race cars for a year. Like,
or,
I'm going
pottery,
on a tour or whatever. Like, it becomes easier to experiment a little bit.
Remember Brian from TMZ who came in, the guy who did the stand up with the wife of a power player? He was one of the comics who performed at Valencia at Dude's Brew, and he killed, first of all, but he had a great joke about it. He goes, my wife does amazing in his whole chunk about his wife doing so great. And he's like, when we met her, you know, we were living in a crappy apartment, and then she got a job, and then I'm making hand up motions, like I'm leveling up. He goes, she got a job, then I got a job, then she got a job, then she got a job, then she got a job. It's a funny joke.
I know, like I said to him in the green room at Ice House, I was just like, hey, what happened to TMZ? He's like, I quit. I'm like, why? My wife told me to quit. I'm like, told me to quit? Oh, she's an executive. She makes enough money for both of us. And she told me to quit your job and do stand-up. And I'm like,
you hate her.
Work. Yeah.
I love her.
I hate her.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So a 57-year-old man known as the French Spider-Man.
So I can fuck my assistant. He didn't let me finish.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the road. Let me finish
right,
the story.
I'm so sorry.
Way,
that was my bad.
It took a turn.
Yep. Yeah. He was arrested after climbing a 42-story skyscraper in Frankfurt, Germany over the weekend. We have that. After taking 20 minutes to ascend the 502-foot Skyper Tower.
Can we do better? You know how Brian hates gate behind everything? Mm-hmm. Can we do better than Spider-Man for everyone who climbs something?
Yep.
Well,
can we get a little more creative?
Yeah. What else do you call him?
Well, it used to be human fly.
Yeah.
Before the spider, ironically, the spider catches the fly. But we used to call him the human fly when I was a kid. As sort of anyone who climbed things was
we can
the
do
human.
We can do better.
Than both, right?
Isn't this
that is what he's known for.
Isn't this essentially Tom Cruise in every Mission Impossible movie?
Yes.
Grip.
No.
There's your grip.
Yes.
It took him about 20 minutes. Police were
just
waiting
20?
For him. Yeah, when he was escorted down. The building is made of sheer glass, but you could see there was kind of like some laddery pegs up going up to the top. Over 25 years, Spider-Man Elaine Robert has climbed a variety of buildings, including the world's tallest, which is 1,666 feet in Dubai. He's also climbed the Eiffel Tower, and he actually sounded a lot like you, at least with what the idea behind it, on why this is a meditative thing that he does.
Oh, we got to hear him?
Yeah.
Good thing is once I start climbing, I know I can put my fear aside, meaning I am focused on my target. I'm not really thinking about anything negative.
And then that's a completely present moment for him scaling buildings.
The you gotta be in the moment. You can't drift off. What I've learned from all this stuff is whenever they catch the guy, because the cops are always waiting at the top, they never meet him in the middle. They're always waiting at the top.
We'll be here.
The elevator at the top. They then charge him. The judge always charges him like a nickel a floor or something like that. They never really drop the hammer on you.
Yeah.
They do something,
it's
but it's this weird symbolic nominal thing.
Yeah.
They never really throw the book at these guys. All right. Let's see. Let me hit Zorro over here. Zorro.com. Find everything for your business, any size, and almost any industry. Tools and equipment, safety and office cleaning supplies and more. Tons of stuff for electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. They make all the tools, or they sell all the tools you need, but also all the products you need for cleaning and trash bags and trash cans and sanders and everything you need to keep your business going. Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Rubbermaid, just to name a few. Amazing customer service for real people based in the U.S. Fast, free shipping on orders of $50 or more. So you got a business or you just want the stuff for around the house? Visit Zorro.com/Adam. Sign up for the Zmail and get 15% off your first order. That's Zorro.com /Adam. All right, Gina, one more.
All right. Well, since we have an elevator pitch judge here, I really want your opinion on this. A new electric motorcycle concept is based on the concept behind the Dyson Bladeless Fan. According to Maxim, Sahuradeen Bousri's, the designer, design removes the spokes on each wheel, and the engine is based on the motor that runs Dyson vacuum cleaners. Dyson's revolutionary concept draws air in and then magnifies its power.
What happened to the Dyson guy? Did he get Me Too'd and have to go away?
That's a good question.
I can see that guy getting a little handsy in the green room.
He's with the Trivago guy.
Yeah.
Too intense.
That guy, they found that guy drunk in his car.
They did?
Remember that story?
Scandal.
Yeah.
Oh, the Trivago guy?
I think it was parked, but it was on the side of the road idling, yeah.
Whoa. No, I didn't. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I think
when
that
was
happened.
That?
A couple
recent?
Years ago. I'm going to say, hold on, because I remember where I was when this conversation came up. I am going to say it was 4 years ago.
Wow.
That's my guess. I could be wrong.
Is that how long the Trivago guy's gone?
Well, no, he's been around for almost 10 years, I'll bet.
Has he?
But I thought it was like calendar year 2019.
I could be wrong, but I remember having this conversation.
When are those Sonic guys going to get Me Too'd? Get them
the
out
two
of
guys
there.
In the car with the tops?
See these two middle-aged guys arguing over a slushie.
Who's talking?
I can't take anymore.
Who's talking out of those two?
That's true.
Those guys are hilarious.
I miss the Dyson guy.
Yeah.
He had the great
very
accent.
English, yeah.
He was in love with suction.
Obsessed,
gets it.
Consumed.
Consumed with suction.
At that point, yeah, he would consider blowjobs a field report.
That's right. That's
for
right.
work, honey.
Yeah, it's recon.
Yeah.
I can write this off.
It's a long walk to the wind tunnel. Why don't we just simulate that here in my entry hall?
That would have been smart.
Yes. All right. So this thing doesn't work, though,
well,
right?
It's a concept bike.
The Trivago guy was arrested in April 2019.
I thought this was way longer.
Four
Maybe
years
I've just been
ago.
Talking about
Are
it for 4 years.
Are you thinking of the ShamWow guy?
Oh, no. Okay. That's Shlomi Shmuel.
Gina, please.
Vince Shlomi. That's his name.
You anti-Semitic.
Vince Shlomi is that man's name.
Cruel.
Brian vacations with the spray on rubber guy.
I know,
so
with
knows
Phil
his,
from Flex Seal.
He knows his
Phil
TV
from Flex Seal.
He,
well.
He winters with him.
He right. winters with him in Maui.
Yeah.
So it was a few months ago.
He was
ago.
Wearing the merch. That's how I knew it was him. I was in an elevator in Kauai with Phil from Flex Seal. You know, the guy who would like cut out the bottom of a boat and like weld on like with his spray, like a screen door.
Just
or something.
Say yes so we don't have to watch the commercial. Yes.
Anyway, he's wearing a Flex Seal shirt in the elevator on vacation in Kauai.
ShamWow guy arrested in 2009.
Maybe I did switch him.
Fighting
a hooker.
Fighting a hooker.
Yeah.
Vince Shlomi.
Oh.
Slap chop.
He looks like he may have lost to that hooker.
Yeah, I was going to say. She looks like she got some punches landed on him.
Mm.
I know what he can clean up the blood with.
Maybe it was that boxer before she transitioned.
Patricio Manuel.
Yeah. That's the wrong hooker to pick a fight with. So, sorry, where were we? That bike can't work.
Well, why not?
It's because it's like you know when they go like a flying car, it's a flying car, mm-hmm. it's a flying car, and then it kind of looks like a Cessna with a Volkswagen right. attached to the bottom of it. It's like it's not really a flying car.
I imagine it would go fairly slowly, but I could see it powering wheels.
The picture of it looks awesome. Now, if that thing works, if that thing ran, I'm going to lower the bar. If you could hop on that thing and do what you would do on a rented moped in Mexico, if you could just go down the road and turn and keep up with track, if that was so, there'd be tons of video footage of somebody on that thing doing that. We're looking at a still picture of it. It looks cool. I've never seen it before. Show me video of that thing working.
Emotion.
And if you can't find video, then it doesn't work right. because there would be the first thing you would do is take video of it if, in fact, it was going up and down
that's
the street.
Yeah.
It looks similar to their new hair dryer that's like $500 and doesn't really work that well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Dyson has a hair dryer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're sucking and blowing?
It's just that big circle, right?
Yeah, it's a circle.
It looks just like the wheel.
Oh, really?
No,
that thing.
I bought it. It was about $500 and I had to justify spending that much. And I said, this thing better be a miracle. There it is.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
Oh, that is so good to know.
So I returned it to Sephora.
Yeah, Adam, they make those like those things you dry your hands into the bathroom. Where you
the blade.
The blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Dyson too. So they don't just suck, they blow.
Yeah, yeah. But until a study until a study came out basically renaming those from the blade to poop bomb, because they figured out all those things do is take the fecal matter and weaponize
the crap spreader.
Right. Yeah. So that's a hit.
Not great.
So if there's any footage of that motorcycle operating...
There's not. It's just the same pictures.
I owe everyone an apology, but if there's not... in this world, if they're talking about the, you know, the flying car, the motorcycle that's powered by the hairdryer, like whatever it is, if there's not a ton of footage of it doing what it says it does, then it doesn't...
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So it's like when... You know, when like Elon Musk is like, oh, our new Roadster's got a top speed of 210 miles an hour. Good. Show me it going 210 miles an hour. Because if it does, you capture it and you throw it up
on
the internet.
You want everyone to see it.
That's right. That's how everything works. All right, Gina, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
My body's far from a wonderland. My body's more like a pawn shop.
Gina!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Castrol. You can win a trip to see me in Vegas or meet me in Vegas. It'll be both. Head to your local AutoZone and you'll be entered automatically to purchase when you purchase some Castrol. You pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Motor Oil, SDP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Use your AutoZone rewards and automatically be entered to win. It's 3 days. It's 2 nights. It's Vegas. It's me. It's Castrol. Right, Dawson?
No purchase necessary to enter to win. Open to residents of the 50 United States, District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. Must be 18 years or older. Sweepstakes valid September 24th through October 21st. Void where prohibited. See your local AutoZone store for details.
All right. West Palm Beach, Florida. Improv. Us doing live pod. Always fun. Always funny. That's tomorrow. That'll be October 3rd. So come on out. Say hi. And you can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. Crank Anchors tonight, 10:30. Comedy Central did great in the ratings last week, so let's keep it going right after South Park, and say hi to Not Taco Bell Material, my stand-up special as well. Joe Coy, Jesus Christ, I'm not giving that guy any plugs.
Yeah, screw him.
He's taking over the world. Lindsay McCormick, TV.
Back to the applause.
Back to the show. Got the podcast, The Next 10. It's available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One as well. And you can shoot her a Instagram. You can take a look at her Instagram at Lindsay McCormick Sports, and website, lindsaymccormick.com. Thank you, Lindsay. And until good sports next. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Lindsay McCormick and Gina Grad and Paul Bryan saying mahalo.
They don't just suck, they blow.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. For tickets and info on everything, go to adamcarolla.com.
Carolla Drinks presents the World Championship of Guacamole, October 19th in Glendale, featuring Everride. The World Championship of Guacamole, presented by Carolla Drinks. Sound reinforcement from JBL. Visit JBL.com. Production and backline support courtesy of Champion Sight and Sound. Visit champion.biz. The World Championship of Guacamole, featuring Everride, on October 19th. Many will enter, but only one will win. Follow at Carolla Drinks for more details. You don't look
at me. Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good Sports.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to another episode of Hot Sports Talk here on Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Reminder, or in case I haven't mentioned it before, make sure you track down the Dave Damashek Football Program 2 audio podcast every week. And every Wednesday, we go live a full video show. And you know who's always there with us? Voice of the Chargers and dear friend of Adam Carolla and Dave Damashek, Matt Money Smith, just back from Miami. He went out there for the Chargers and Dolphins game. And it really is sad, Ace. I feel like it's like, I don't know, and it's well in the rearview mirror, but suddenly it occurs to me. I was like, I said the money before he left for Miami last week. Are you excited? You know, Miami, South Beach, is that cool? He's like, I don't know what the crowd. It's all 20. It's people in their 20s, and it's crowds and everything. Didn't you eat that up when you were like 25? And now it just seems like, oh, I got to do that. Are we old? What do we lack a libido? Is that what it was owed to? I mean, this should be an exciting road trip. And he's like, I don't know.
I want to write two books. One is called What Happens When You Become the Man. Like, because now everyone talks a good game about everyone deserves this and everyone deserves that and everything. And some point when you're cutting the checks, you change your point of view a little bit. Also, everything becomes work at a certain point. When you do it, you know, whether you work at the guy who tests ice cream at Ben and Jerry's, I hate when the alarm goes off Monday morning. He's like, oh, Christ. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of how work is, because I've realized, because my jobs are standing on stage, holding a microphone, complaining and yapping or telling jokes or maybe writing a book or doing a podcast or making a documentary. Like, I don't essentially have jobs either. Matt Money Smith doesn't ostensibly have a job that anyone would look at as a job when you're 14. The problem with the job, and I realize that the element that we always forget about is the obligation.
That's
you gotta
right.
be
you
there.
Mentioned that last
yes,
week. You're right.
Get on a plane. You have to be there. You have to go. That's the whole thing. If you're just going to South Beach and you're doing what you want to do, then it's not a job and you're just in Miami and you're having a good time. But if you have to be there, make the car, make the cut, you know, show the credentials, wait in line, go through security, you know, it becomes that. And also, I think our society, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. It's almost not worth being rich anymore. Now,
please explain. I'm sure the audience.
Okay, let's just take DUIs and drinking and driving. Do you think Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin was ever worried that a cop was going to pull him over? And if a cop pulled over Frank Sinatra, he'd be escorted back to his home
at
Beverly
right.
Hills.
And Sinatra, by the way, would definitely have a tumbler of whiskey in his hand while he's doing it. Like, hey, fella, I'm trying to finish off my...
Yeah, he'd probably offer the cop a pop or right. something like that. Or there was a version of it where, let's just say you were the bedspread king of Hoboken and no one knew who you were. Well, then when the cop pulls you over on the turnpike and he's like, you've been swerving. Have you been drinking tonight? You're like, oh, let me get my license out. You fold a $20 bill up over it and you just hand it to him.
Take care of this right here, officer.
Yeah, here you go. Look at the license. Oh, you can't see it? It's being covered by money. Sorry. There you go. And that's it. Drive away. No airport security.
Yeah.
You basically bribe anybody you want. You walk into a restaurant, slip the maitre d' $20. He pulls a table out, sets it right in front at the Copa. You know what I mean? You're rich now. You go somewhere, you try to take cuts in line or grease someone's palm or give money to a cop or anything. You just get hogtied with zip ties and thrown in the back of a car. You don't walk to the front of anything. You can't ruin anyone with your money. You should be able to, like, ruin people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That would be a good thing to add to your list of things you want to do before you die is ruin somebody.
You just ruin them. Right. You could ruin them. You could do anything. Now everyone's got a goddamn Ring doorbell with a camera in it. You can't hire some bum to go throw dead fish in their car or something like that. You used to be able to hire people to do your bidding for you. You want to have someone killed? You have them killed.
I like that. This will break people of being aspirational if you write this book. Don't bother.
You got to dress, you know, spats, top hats, you know, go to parties. It was a thing. It was a thing. Now
people could see you coming, right?
But, and by the way, no one ever looked at you as a rich douchebag or not paying your fair share. Or how come you get so much money? You know, what do you need three cars for? There was none of that. It was all I want to be
true.
You.
That's right.
So you fly private? You know what you're doing to the ozone?
Man, you've lost touch.
Yeah, all right.
That's what it's about. If you get rich, it equals that you've lost touch. So that's another thing.
You think DiCaprio wants to drive a fucking Prius? You think he wants to drive the same car that a substitute school teacher in Glendale drives? Because that's what he does. He doesn't want to. He wants to drive a fucking Bugatti Veyron, but he can't.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I hear you. It's been eye-opening. You're right about that.
Well, in the past, you needed a surgery, you needed a liver, you needed an organ, boom, right to the front of the line.
That's exactly
that's
right.
What you just bought your way into
everything.
I mean,
literally, you could bribe doctors. You could bribe hospitals.
Anybody.
You could do whatever you wanted. The money talked, right.
Right. The bullshit walked.
Making that a serious-minded point.
Now, what do? I just fucking walk around in basketball trunks and flip-flops, and everyone thinks I'm a douche.
Right, and there's no win there because you could decide, well, listen, I'm gonna my wardrobe is going to reflect my largesse in society, but if you did, then you would be a different kind of douchebag.
I remember... When Mark,
although I'd like you to get a top hat, that would be good. Let's see if you can pull off a top hat.
I heard the person next to me when the news story of Mark Zuckerberg, I don't know, 5 years ago, Mark Zuckerberg, he donated $8 million to malaria, eradicating malaria. I don't know, mosquito nets and poison, you know, whatever. He made a donation. It could have been $3 million, could have been $8 million, whatever. Person next to me just went, that's nothing to him.
That's right, yeah.
I went, well, but how much have you given to malaria?
I'd like Mark Zuckerberg less for that $8 million donation.
That's an attack.
You know what else you could have had?
It's not worth being rich.
Well, you know what would have been cool back in the day if you were loaded would be to have a moat. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you like to have a moat at your house? But now if you do, you're a jerk. You probably, it's environmentally unsound and you're not being neighborly and otherwise. But,
yeah. $3 billion? $3 billion? Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan. Is that his wife?
Yep.
Adam.
$3 billion.
That is $11 to you and me. That's the same as $11. Do you think that makes a dent in his wallet? That guy doesn't bat an eye.
I know. We should hate him. How dare he? All right. Let me hit the Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you add, save hundreds of dollars on your auto insurance? You don't have to go anywhere. You just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money. Put it in your pocket. Be the most rewarding thing you do all day. That is Geico at geico.com.
I like it, Ace. And on your to-do list as well, you can now add don't become a multimillionaire because apparently
right.
It ain't worth it.
No way.
All right, more hot sports talk coming at you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, good sports out. Good sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. For tickets and info on everything, go to adamcarolla.com.